Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about on today's broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, we're talking about a different gospel. What is progressive Christianity? Are you in a progressive Christian church today? What does progressive Christianity adhere to? What are their beliefs? Perhaps you're there and you don't even realize it. Perhaps you have recently been saved and you don't realize what is progressive Christianity and what is true Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just insert a little disclaimer. I think it's an impossibility to say in the same breath, I am a Christian or I am a progressive Christian based on progressive Christianity's ideological, theological beliefs. It's an impossibility. A person is either saved or lost. There's no in-between. There's no partial salvation. No just a little bit saved and getting saved by and by. That's simply not the case at all. It's an impossibility. And yet we have so many today that have the philosophy and feeling that they're saved, but they're progressive Christians. There's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen. It may be something you embrace, that adhere to, but it's not biblical. It's not theological. Today, multitudes have been deceived into believing and following a demonic lie called progressive Christianity. So literally, let me ask the question that you might think on. What is it that is a progressive Christian? What does a progressive Christian believe? Here's an article that says, the 8 points of progressive Christianity. I'm going to read this, then I'm going to get back to the rudimentary fundamentals and boil it down to about 5 main points so that you can analyze and ask the question, are you in a progressive Christian church? By calling an individual progressive Christian, what is meant by that? Number one, this writer says, believe that following the path and teaching of Jesus can lead to an awareness and experience of the sacred and the oneness of the unity of all life. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, what that writer is saying is in progressive Christianity, there is a kind of pantheism, looking at the sacredness and the oneness and the unity of life in everything, pantheism. Number two, affirm that teachings of Jesus provide the one, but one of many ways, listen, affirms that the teaching of Jesus provides but one of many ways to experience the sacredness and the oneness of life, and that we can draw from diverse sources of wisdom in our spiritual journey. They're saying then that, ladies and gentlemen, that in progressive Christianity, Jesus is not the only way. What it does, ladies and gentlemen, in that it sounds goosebumpy and fuzzy, but what it literally means is it's denying the authenticity of Jesus Christ as being the only way to heaven. When Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, that is highly inclusive. That is highly, if you please, exclusive. That the only way we come to Jesus, the only way we come to God is through Jesus. But yet in progressive Christianity today, it is saying that, no, that exclusivity does not apply because there's more than one way to get to God. Perhaps you've heard folks say that. Perhaps you identify with that yourself. Perhaps you think that somehow, somewhere, all roads lead to Rome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear you call in. I'd like to understand where you're coming from. Are you in a progressive church? Do you understand what a progressive church teaches and says? Do you recognize a progressive, so-called progressive Christian? We're looking at the overview. Number three, progressive Christian seeks community that is all-inclusive, and it includes all people but not limited to conventional Christians, skeptics, believers and agnostics, women and men, those of all sexual orientations and gender identities, those of all classes and abilities. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, progressive Christianity focuses on social justice, feminism, abortion on demand, sodomite lifestyle, pot, drugs, or anything else. It is absolutely all open, and anybody can be a part of the progressive Christian church, regardless of what you embrace, regardless of what you believe. That's sad, ladies and gentlemen. That's not my Bible. That's not what the Word of God says. But yet that is what's found in progressive Christianity. Number four, know that the way to behave toward one another is the fullest expression of what we believe. In other words, love, love, love. It's the Andy Stanley philosophy. Andy Stanley says the Ten Commandments are no longer relevant. The only thing that's relevant today is love one another. Andy Stanley says we need to come unhitched from the Old Testament. Andy Stanley says that we need to recognize that social justice and loving each other are the main themes that God would have us to do. He rejects biblical creationism, says we need to believe science and the evolutionary process. Andy Stanley is the epitome of progressive Christianity today. Progressive Christianity further says, and I'm reading number 5, find grace in the search of understanding and believe there's more value in questioning than in absolutes. Literally saying there can't be any scriptural absolute. Literally, the Bible cannot be the only source and the final source and the final authority. Number 6, strive for peace and justice among all people. That is embracing, if you will, Islam. It's embracing feminism. It's embracing the social justice. It's embracing the Sodomite lifestyle. It's embracing everybody everywhere. We're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. We're not going to alienate anybody. Everyone, come one, come all. You're welcome in this church. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. A lost person can come to church. That's wonderful. We'd love to have them under the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the church is the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. The church is made up of those that are born again, baptized, and they are following the truth of the Word of God in obedience to God's Word. Anything less than that is antithetical to anything that's called biblical Christianity. I don't care what your pastor says. I don't care what your spiritual leader says. I don't care what the guru that you follow may say. It is simply a fact that biblical Christianity is totally different from progressive Christianity today. I want us to be careful with what we believe in that realm. Number 7, progressive Christianity strive to protect and restore the integrity of our earth. That is environmentalism. That's Mother Earth. That's embracing climate change. That is embracing the fact that among progressive Christians, we've got to protect the earth. We can't have plastic straws. We can't have plastic. We've got to protect the ocean. We've got to protect the environment. We've got to protect the birds and the bees and the flies and the so forth. And somehow, some way, that is more important than the Word of God. Now, I'm not saying we need to abuse anything that's called our environment today. That's not the point at all. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're focused on calling yourself a Christian based on what you feel, think, say, or do about Mother Earth, then you're lost as a green ball in high weeds. Number 8, commit to a path of lifelong learning, compassion, and self-love. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take all that I've said and shall say in the balance of this broadcast about progressive Christianity, and it's all wrapped up in one little word, L-O-V-E. That is the mindset and the philosophy. That it doesn't matter what your lifestyle is, doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter whether you're married to a sodomite or whether you're not, it doesn't matter whether you believe in pot, dope, drugs, marijuana, or otherwise, it doesn't make any difference if you believe in social justice or not, feminism or not, protecting Mother Earth. We're just going to love you. We're going to embrace you. You may be different. You may be antithetical to what the Bible says. That's all right. We're going to cast the Word of God aside. We're just simply going to embrace you. We'll embrace your lifestyle. We're going to love, love, love you regardless of what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not biblical Christianity. It is not the Word of God. It is antithetical to Christianity. Now, I want us to take a moment and just breathe and think about what I have just said. Ask the question, ladies and gentlemen, are you in a progressive church, progressive Christian? Now, we understand progressive politics, that is simply liberal political position. That is simply today, if you call it progressive politics, you can use that as a synonym to socialism and the push for a socialistic America. But now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do a fast track and you jump into the subject of progressive Christianity, there's not any place in the Word of God where God's Word mutates, morphs, changes, or becomes mystical, mythical, and not real. Every word in the Scripture should be taken as understanding, unless in the context it is said otherwise, it's to be interpreted literally. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant, plenary, that means total, Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if we understand that today multitudes have been deceived into believing and following a demonic lie, and that demonic lie is called progressive Christianity, progressive Christianity. I am saddened to say, I am saddened to understand and realize, and have to come to you today on this broadcast and say to you that we're watching doctrinal theological truth, biblical Christianity, become less and less in America. Let's look at, for a moment, what I call the absolute characteristics of progressive Christianity. Number one, there's a lower view of the Bible. Progressive Christians take a lower view of the Bible. That is, the Bible is not from God. It's just a human book expressing people or experiences with God. For example, some parts of the Bible may be accepted. Other parts simply are viewed as, well, that's what the Apostle Paul said. That's what the Apostle Paul thinks. That's what Peter said, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's sloughing off the inspiration and the authority of Scripture. And that's exactly what is the key component or proponent of progressive Christianity today. It literally takes the Bible and has a lower view of the authority of Scripture. As I had one person tell me, I don't care what the Scripture says, I know what I believe. I don't care what the Scripture says, this is what I think it says. Ladies and gentlemen, it's having an authority in self and not in the Savior. It's having an authority in what you believe and not what God says. We're talking about progressive Christianity, another gospel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a different gospel. It is another gospel. It is antithetical to the gospel of the Scripture. It is antithetical to what God's Word says. So what is progressive Christianity? Number two, its feelings are more valuable than fact. Progressive Christians will say, oh, this or that verse simply does not apply to me, or it just does not resonate with me. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Well, you know, that doesn't resonate with me. It simply doesn't apply to me. For example, the word hell. In progressive Christianity, hell is not real. That's a good example of progressive Christians today. They simply do not accept the reality of that place called hell. They say that a loving God would never send anybody to hell. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, even the Pope has said today that hell does not exist. And I could go into a great deal of detail, and I'll do that in another broadcast, about the Pope and what he believes and whether or not he's even saved. If I could just put a little parenthetical footnote on that statement, I believe he's as lost as a green ball in high weeds. That might cause you to get your ire up. That might cause you to be a little wrought up and dissatisfied with this speaker on this broadcast today. That's just where I stand based on the authority of Scripture. And in another broadcast, I'm going to go into great detail, delving into what is believed from the Pope and whether or not it's biblical at all. But we're talking about today progressive Christianity. Is progressive Christianity biblical? Are you in a progressive Christian church? It's another gospel. Is it another gospel that you're adhering to? Number three, biblical Christian doctrines are reinterpreted. Listen, this is so serious that you must understand. You must understand this, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible is reinterpreted. Jesus may or may not be God. They might talk about Jesus, but it's another Jesus. Is Jesus the God of the Bible? Is Jesus God incarnate? Some of the reinterpretations of Scripture. Jesus did not literally resurrect bodily. They talk about, oh, I believe in the resurrection, but you go back and you search it a little deeper. They don't believe that Jesus arose bodily from the grave. Jesus' death was merely an act of martyrdom. There are multitudes today that believe that. Jesus is not divine. Jesus is mere man, a good example. Progressive Christianity emphasizes that people are basically good and not really in need of salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth. We're talking about those that call themselves progressive Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me say once again at the risk of redundancy, there's no such thing as a progressive Christian. You're either saved or lost. You've either said yes to Jesus Christ or you haven't. You either believe that you're saved because you're a good person or that you have somehow evolved by becoming a church member. And somehow, some way, that makes you good before God. And somehow, some way, as a result of that, you're saved and you're going to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not what the Bible says. May I remind us, progressive Christianity, historically, they take historical biblical terms and redefine them. The resurrection is not, in fact, the resurrection. It's simply a metaphor. Holiness becomes just a liturgy instead of sexual purity. The use of the same language, using the same language that authentic Christians use, but apply them completely different. The big lie, ladies and gentlemen, in progressive Christianity is the word love. Love, biblically, emanates from God and directly to us through the love of God and the love for one another. But in progressive Christianity, love means accepting and embracing whoever you are, whatever you believe, whatever you do, however you live. It's to love you, and that love says, I'm going to embrace it. And ladies and gentlemen, I've heard that so many times, I could repeat it in my sleep. You can talk about a person that is a sodomite. They're living a wretched lifestyle, living in the depths of sin, like Pete Buttigieg, the mayor from South Bend, Indiana, that's running as a socialist Democrat for the presidency of the United States. And just about every speech that he makes, somehow he weaves into it that he loves Jesus, that he embraces Christianity, that he's a Christian. But he redefines everything that's the cardinal doctrines in the Word of God. He is what you would call a progressive Christian today, which simply put means he's lost, dying and on his way to a devil's hell, because he's lost. It's an impossibility to be living the life that he's living and be saved. As someone said on one occasion, he'll bust hell wide open. Poor grammar, but it makes a point. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're either saved or you're not. If you're saved, you want to adhere to the truth of the Word of God, and not some social experience, and not some loving Mother Earth, and not some embracing the absolute ungodly, unholy lifestyle of those that somehow, some way, you feel that if you say anything, that you're hurting somebody's feelings. Ladies and gentlemen, progressive Christians will embrace whatever person wants you to accept and embrace. Embracing the lifestyle of the sodomite, embracing the LGBTQ agenda, embracing abortion, embracing what I call loose likes, lost living, embracing the use of drugs recreationally or otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility for that to be called Christianity. Yet all of this is openly condemned in the Word of God. This that we're talking about, progressive Christianity, in every nuance, in every facet, every phase, every philosophy within progressive Christianity is absolutely condemned in the Word of God. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, multitudes today profess a relationship to Jesus Christ, and when you understand that they're simply redefining words and terms, you understand it's progressive Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, the final but most serious of the beliefs of progressive Christians is this, that the gospel message is not sin and salvation. Listen carefully. This encompasses, this inculcates, if you please, most if not all of what progressive Christianity embraces and believes. It embraces not the gospel message of sin and salvation, but social justice. You can capsulize and you can condense all that's found in so-called progressive Christianity. It's another gospel, just as Paul said to the Galatian church, believing in another gospel, a different kind of gospel. Social justice. Social justice means protecting Mother Earth. Social justice means embracing feminism. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, feminism and the social justice agenda has now permeated the Southern Baptist Convention, and it's eating the foundation out from under the entire denomination. We ought not to be surprised, because that's the direction of every other mainline denomination in the past 25 or 30 years. Every denomination today, to this day, every denomination have in some fashion embraced socialism, social justice, feminism, the sodomite lifestyle, the worship and the caring for and the concern over Mother Earth, and that makes up what is called the capitalization of social justice. Accepting homosexuality, feeding the poor, fighting racism, fighting white supremacy, embracing abortion, treating everybody fairly. That should be also accepted. Treating everybody, we should treat folks fairly. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says progressivism is a dead end street. Every single progressive denomination in America today is in deep decline. So when a preacher or Christian school or authors or bloggers begin to lean toward progressivism, you don't have to guess where they will end up. Further, this article says, we know where progressivism ends. It ends in disaster. We have entire denominations, scores of formerly Christian schools, countless formerly Christian organizations that started out progressive and ended up leaving their faith entirely. Progressivism leads to unbelief. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've been keeping up with it, but just recently an individual said that he had left his faith, literally left his faith. It brings about apostasy. It brings about leaving. It was the Hillsong songwriter, and he said that he had left his faith. He had lost his faith. He had left the Christian faith, and it's as a result of believing in and following progressive Christianity, as it is called, progressivism. And this article further says, may I read it to you again? We have entire denominations, scores of formerly Christian schools, and countless formerly Christian organizations that started out progressive and ended up leaving their faith entirely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that across America, where preachers are standing in the pulpits and ultimately saying, I have left my faith. I'm no longer a Christian. There is a major, sad danger, because if you're caught up in the hype, if you embrace the falsity of progressive Christianity, if you embrace that which is antithetical to the Word of God, if you embrace that which is absolutely against the truth of the Word of God, ultimately you come to an end of the road. This article says, we face a sort of rendezvous with destiny. North American Christianity will soon be no different from that of Europe, totally irrelevant. And ladies and gentlemen, it's sad to put it in such dogmatic fashion, but that's where we're headed in America today, in American Christianity. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the serious danger of progressive Christianity. Social justice says you don't exclude anybody. You don't oppress anybody. You don't make anyone feel bad. You embrace all. You embrace everything. You embrace every lifestyle without there being any differentiation, whether it's Christian or unchristian. Ladies and gentlemen, we must stand for God's word, and progressive Christianity is not God's word. Progressivism leads to unbelief. Progressivism allows a person to be comfortable in his or her own sin. Here's an article that we must say something about that I believe has some answers to what I've been saying, or some other points of characteristics. This article says the characteristics of progressive Christianity, sometimes called theological liberalism, and argued that many of its tenets are in conflict with Scripture. Churches and faith groups that adopt this ideology risk not only departing from the truth of the gospel, but also declining membership and ministries completely. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a true fact today. If we want to understand what's causing the decline of church attendance, the decline of what is called biblical Christianity, the decline of denominations today, all we need to do is look to the root and source cause, and that is progressivism within Christianity. Christianity, knowing the Word of God, serving the Lord Jesus Christ, is something we need to grow as a Christian. Listen carefully. We need to grow as a Christian. We need to understand the Word of God more deeply and be more aware of its truths. We need to memorize Scripture. We need to hide the Word of God in our heart. But being a progressive Christian has the idea of moving from the static fundamentals of the faith and moving out beyond the walls of what the Word of God teaches and what the Word of God says. that is viewed as being progressive today in progressive Christianity. It's antithetical to anything that's called biblical Christianity. We ought to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and recognize the dangers, the horrific dangers that's looming on the horizon if you embrace what is called progressive Christianity. It is sad. All sorts of teachings are being held up by the church as progressive Christians. It is the reevaluation of the traditional held doctrines in the Christian church, the reevaluation of the place of Christians in the world. It is the de-emphasis on the church as an organization. It is an organism. It is the rejection of dispensational theology. Dispensational theology, a rejection of that, says there's no rapture, there's no tribulation, there's no return of Christ, there's no millennial reign. It is the here and now, ooey-gooey, selfish feeling of me, myself, and I. That is a young blood summary of what progressive Christianity is about. It's a non-Christian Christianity. It is a Christless Christianity. It is a central biblicist rejection of what the Bible calls Christianity. Or as one writer put it that I quoted from a little early in the broadcast, the unsaved Christian. That's an oxymoron. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to ask the question, are you saved? Have you said yes to Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sin? The only way for you to be called a biblical Christian is to say yes to Jesus Christ, to repent of sin, and to come to know Him as Savior and Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we must stand for the Word of God. Progressivism leads to unbelief. Progressivism allows the person to be comfortable in his or her own sins and relieves themselves of their responsibility and answerability to God as being the only source, the only answer, the only hope, which is found in the Word of God. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion today, if I am the last one standing, listen, and you need to take this same, adopt this same position. If I'm the last one standing, if I'm the last one preaching and teaching the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if I'm the last one standing, I will preach the Bible cover to cover without fear or without any feeling of somehow, some way being wrong or intolerable. I will preach the Word of God without fear or favor. I will stand for God's Word. And you may drag me off. You may drag me away. You may handcuff me and drag me out for preaching the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. But as you drag me away handcuffed, you will be dragging me away as I continue to preach the truth of the Word of God. I pray that that'll be your commitment. I pray that that'll be your stand, that it's faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God as being the only source, the only hope for the future of mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.